There's a minhag Ashkenaz that when it comes to baby naming, one does not name after a live relative, at least a live parent, grandparent. Minhag Svard is to. Maybe it's even a bigger kavod. So let's work with minhag Ashkenaz. So the shaila question comes up is, what happens if you have two parents, two grandparents? Like, obviously, you, meaning you and your wife. And, unless you only have one parent, a father and mother. And let's go with grandparents. So one grandparent is nifter, passed away. And another grandparent is alive. So the one who passed away, let's say the name is David. And there's a grandfather that's alive. His name is Moshe David Yisrael. So the name that he, so David is his name, in theory, his middle name. But he doesn't go with it, only when the Gabbai calls him up for an aliyah. So the shaila is, or is it a shaila, are you permitted to name the child David? Because on one hand, Pashish is saying you're naming it after the dead grandfather, David. On the other hand, perhaps it's the same name as the other grandfather. Let's say the name, let's say he only had one name. Let's say they both were only David. Would that change the equation? Would it make it? So that's the question. Obviously, to name someone after their live grandparents, that's definitely in violation of the minhag Ashkenaz. What about naming the child the same name, but that's coincidental? Is that part of the minhag Ashkenaz or not? So I heard in the name of, from Rabbi Simon, the name of Rav Nutza Greenblatt, I think he asked him the shaila a couple of years ago, and he thought it was in violation of the minhag Ashkenaz. The minhag Ashkenaz is that even if it's coincidental, anyone with the same name, if they're alive, is a violation of the minhag Ashkenaz. He also spoke to one of the, some Bucky and Shamos in Williamsburg, I don't remember the name, and he also thought it was a problem. As well, I heard that Rav David Cohen, the one from Brooklyn, big posek, he felt very strongly against it. He thought it was in violation of the minhag of naming after a live person, even though you're not specifically. And he felt very strongly there's a Sefer HaChassidim. I didn't see the Sefer HaChassidim, but what he said, it's a Sefer HaChassidim that says that you're putting, I assume the Sefer HaChassidim is not talking about this specific case, he's talking about a case where if you name after a live individual, you're putting the grandfather or the Vlad into Sakana. So he felt very strongly against naming a child based on if there is a present grandfather, even with one of the names. And as well as Rabbi First from Chicago, he also felt very strongly that the minhag Ashkenaz extends even to a coincidental name, like in our case, the live grandfather. And even if your kavanah is not relevant, even if your kavanah is to do it on the dead grandfather, he thought it was a violation of the minhag Ashkenaz. He says he asked the shaila to Rav Moshe 40 years ago, and that's where Rav Moshe felt very stark against it. So you have Rav First B'Shem Rav Moshe, you have Rav David Cohn, you have Rav Greenblatt and others who seem to say it's a violation of the minhag Ashkenaz. Others, I heard the name of Rav Yitzchak Abadi. He claims that no, it's not a problem, as long as he thought the issue was you have to get permission from the live grandfather. In other words, that it's just a concern is maybe if the grandfather doesn't want it, you're naming after it has his name and he's going to be bothered by it, then you shouldn't do it. And he said, and the fact he's saying it's okay, you have to actually make sure it is okay. They might be saying it's okay because you want it, but they're really against it. But assuming, so hypothetically, you could avoid the issue of insulting the grandfather or offending him, so then Rav Abadi thought it wasn't a problem. And as well, I heard the name of Rav Herschel Schachter. He thought the minhag Ashkenaz is not to name after a live person. So as long as you're naming them after the dead grandfather, it's not a problem. And if the, and he also pointed out, of course, the grandfather has to be okay with it, the live grandfather. And in this case, you know, and here, in this case, the live grandfather actually wanted it. It was a big covenant. In fact, I think Rav Schachter said over a Meisah with one of the Chassidish Rebbeim that he told his daughter to name his daughter was pregnant, and he told his daughter to give him my name, his name. So what happened was they moved out of town and they had a baby. They didn't hear he passed away, so they named it something else. And when the daughter came back to visit the father, and the father was very upset, the chassid, like, I told you to name, give him my name. She said, well, I didn't, you know, whatever she said. And he finally, he was playing with the child, and he called the child his name, and he said he's very upset. Now you had a chance for the child to become a big Talmud Chacham, etc. So basically, it seems to be two fundamental issues here. So those are the disagreement among the modern day poskim. What's the issue? The Nakuda seems to be, number one is, what is the Minhag Ashkenaz? Clearly, what's given is the Minhag Ashkenaz is to name after a dead relative, not a live relative. The question is, how far does that go? If there's someone else who coincidentally has that name, is that in violation? So, apparently, according to Rav Nutta, Rav David Cohn, Rav First, yes, it is in violation of Minhag Ashkenaz. According to Rav Schachter, Rav Abadi, it's not in violation. That was never the Minhag Ashkenaz. It doesn't go that far. And even if you can assume that it goes to any live relative, I'm assuming it only applies to fathers or grandfathers, because then you'll run out of names. Many people have names where cousins have it or that. So I'm assuming even within that camp, I'm assuming fathers, you know, grandparents and parents, but I don't know how far that goes. And then this seems, and also there's a further issue. Let's say, so the question would be, how far do you go? So for those who say it's not a problem, would they say even if they only had each, they were both named David, would they go that far and say also that it's not a problem, you just got to get permission, or would that be different? And then the other issue would be, let's say you have two names or three names. If someone's called David and someone's called Moshe David, or Moshe David Yisrael, is David the same name? So Api Kabbalah, it seems to be not, because some people are makbid that, let's say, you have a grandfather Moshe and a grandfather Aaron, so then they're both dead, let's say, so you want to call them Moshe Aaron. So some would say Api Kabbalah, that's not naming either of them. I think Rav Bleich has in one of his contemporary halacha, I saw him quoted what he said, that he said, according to Kabbalah, you wouldn't be naming after either. However, there's another value, Shalom Bayis, making the family happy. So, and he's not a Kabbalist, so he's not sure is the gain, who is the gain to? Is the gain to the one you're naming after? Is the gain to the Vlad? But he's saying, but perhaps the gain of Shalom Bayis or the value, that might be a higher value. But he's talking about with two dead relatives. So that seems to be a further nakuda, is that even if you assume the Minhag Ashkenaz extends even to coincidental names, that the grandfather happens to have one of those names, but let's say he has two or three names, would that still be in violation of the Minhag Ashkenaz? So Rav David Cohn refers, and others thought it would. That's how far it goes. Not only does it go not only is it considered naming after the live person, even when it's going to Nentum, even have different names. And others felt no, like Rav Schachter. So Rav Schachter felt it wasn't, he didn't get to the second, he didn't mention the second Shaila. He just thought if you're not naming him after, we don't, how, whether two names would have been enough or had the same name, he didn't say, but depending how far, like, he understood the issue of naming after a dead relative. So that's in the Kuda in terms of, that's the issue regarding baby naming. So how far, the two major issues, how far does Dominic Ashkenaz go about naming after a dead person if there's another coincidental name? And even if it does go that far, if a person has three names and one of them happens the same, is that considered in violation of Minig Ashkenaz?